Okay, so one of the issues I'm dealing with here, I've been talking closely with a lawyer, and the way I understand Taiwan's law and the way the Taiwan system works, human trafficking and oppression of people's rights is normal in the world. And in America, we have this delusion that common people will have their rights protected by government. And looking at the news articles that have culminated from this past week at PacificTimes.com and are in the Encore and Cadence editorials, what's happening with Apple, employees unhappy. Oh, not just that. You've also got Disney. You know, what's happening with people getting stepped on, app stores, Android and iPhone. Look, the delusional nature of the delusion that everyone has rights is being exposed. The biggest fraud, the biggest malarkey, the biggest cover-up, the biggest scandal in the world is the delusion that people's rights are protected. They are not. They are not. And it's not because we need more Republicans or Democrats. It's not because we need more churches. Look at the scandals inside those. Look at the divorce rate inside churches and out. If we measure by metrics, planting churches, as it were. Oh, dear, my phone's going off. Planting church. Oh, I figured out how the silent mode works. Figuring out how, before I lost my train of thought. No, speaking of iPhones. See, as you talk about iPhones and it goes off. Planting churches will not help because it doesn't make a difference. What we need is, this is going to sound utterly nuts. It's going to sound crazy. But have you, I mean, there's no other, I mean, we haven't solved it. Look, Apple and Google, through their app stores, are censoring the world. Facebook and Twitter also, through their websites. I mean, any government can go, you want to be in our country? Take down that post. You know, you want to be in our country? Give us an off switch for people inside that app. You know, like, that's it. You know, all of the power they've done, they built such a good product. I always said the biggest danger of Trump is that he would do too good of a job, and that would amass too much power in one place. And so, you know, he was looked at the election being possibly stolen from him, possibly, because there was a lot of documented rule breaking, which was never applied. As it would be, there'd be stricter punishments for an 8-year-old soccer game than there were for the election rule breaking that happened in various states. Now, would it have tipped the election? That's a separate question. But, my goodness. You know, what was happening there had a lot of drama added to it because Trump had done too good of a job and he was the only person doing a good job. So that was always the danger of Trump. The election fraud accusations and what did or didn't happen would not have been such a big deal if there were more people doing a good job. But when there's only one guy doing a good job, that's how dictators rise. It could be Trump that does the good job and then someone comes after him and fills his shoes and that's your dictator. You don't want one person doing too good of a job. And that's what Apple and Google have done. The whole world, it's either iPhone or Android. And that's it right there. Boom. And then you've got Twitter and Facebook as far as social sharing stuff goes. Facebook owns Instagram. So there goes your sharing. And you've got other people trying to come along, trying to do something. Gab, BitChute. I do not want to list all the competitors. There are small guys popping up trying to decentralize this just to provide accountability. If all of a sudden Facebook is not the only big fish in the sea, but there's 20 other fish the same size as Facebook, all of a sudden they start behaving adorably again. Isn't it amazing? So you've got too much of a good thing becomes outright evil. You know, what do they say? Power corrupts. It's kind of related to that. You know, you get all this concentrated respect in one place. And so when we see where that's going, we see that rights being protected is a delusion. Well, guess what? I've got documentation of what's going on in Taiwan. Taiwan is being painted and portrayed in the American news and in politics as the grand poster boy, the poor little child who just doesn't get respect from anyone. And China's trying to hurt them. And, you know, and we got to sell them lots of F-16s. Why not F-35s? Lots of missiles because they're so adorable and cute. And big old mean China's coming after them. Yeah, well, Taiwan's doing the same garbage to people in their country. And none of that hits the news. Why? Dax had his... I watched Dax's video when there was only 700 some odd viewers. Oh, yeah, I was so happy. I got it on that early. Now it's like in the millions of views. What is it, propaganda? That was his new All I See is Propaganda. He did a collab with McDonald. Dax is really hitting it. This is important. Dax had his song Dear God. And the lyrics sounded like something you'd expect from the emergent church movement. And I made a response to it where he asked all the questions. I answered the questions, not for him, but the answer. I've asked those same questions. I gave the answers I found for myself. I have asked myself those questions, and I have found answers to those questions for myself. And that's the tone of the rap that I made to the same music. Yeah, I did. I wrote this. It's called Dear Dax. And it's on my YouTube channel. And... Dax has since moved on from that, and he is finding answers, and his rap has hit a new level. He's no longer asking questions without answers. He's now answering and taking it farther. And Dax, that was Dear God, I think, was before 1 million subscribers. Now, the other stuff he's doing, he's 2 million plus subscribers. It's well over 2 million. So Dax had that this week. All I See is Propaganda. And the news about Taiwan being adorable is part of it. It's everywhere. And so I'm looking at, I'm in legal counsel, and I'm looking at business strategy, and could exposing at least the nature of this, maybe not the names, but the nature of this be something that could help the Times grow. Drudge Report got big because it was exposing the hearings about Bill Clinton that involved Kenneth Starr. That just the news wasn't covering it, and Drudge, was listing the stories, and that got him built up. So I'm wondering if from a business perspective, there is a business need to tell the truth and to have news without propaganda. And I've got the infrastructure in place for it. I know what to do. It's just a matter of stepping on it. Do people want good news? Do they want objective news? Do they? Do you? Do you? You know, Pacific Daily Times is right there. But it kind of takes steam and momentum. You've got to have a lot of people reading it in order for it to pay for itself. So getting a scalable business model, that's difficult. But I'm looking carefully at what I should be telling about what's happening in Taiwan and what I shouldn't be. But the focus is that injustice is everywhere. And I may elaborate on this tomorrow. The answer, I'm going to tell it tomorrow. See you then.